Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Two things were clear to David. The first was that anyone who concluded in his heart that there was no God was a fool. The second was that such people who denied God his rightful place in their lives would be up to no good. Quote, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good." Psalm 14, verse 1. The equation was simple. No God equals no good. Now many object to this, saying you don't have to believe in God to be good. But the scene changes. We're caught up to heaven to get God's perspective. Does he agree with David's conclusion? Listen, quote, "The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one." Verse 2. This is reminiscent of the story in the days of Noah, Genesis 6, verses 5 to 8. Paul quotes these verses in driving home the point that every last person needs a Savior, Romans 3, verses 11 and 12. Now, when it says the Lord looked to see, it isn't suggesting he didn't already know. What it's telling us is that there is no rush to judgment here. God is fair, and his assessment is always right. If only, quote, "the workers of iniquity would, quote, call on the Lord," Psalm 14, verse 4. Instead, they devour God's people, but end up consumed by fear. The literal translation of verse 5 reads, "They feared a fear." That is, terror overtook them as they abused God's people. The parallel passage, Psalm 53, adds, quote, "where no fear was," verse 5. In other words, fools are fooled by their own evil imaginations. Still, quote, "the Lord is the believer's refuge," Psalm 14, verse 6. And as God has delivered in the past, he can also be counted on to save his people in the future. Verse 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.